Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, so the Canon has just gone to start the race, so the racing action is already underway, and right at the top of the division we have Key sliding along the river towards first post corner. The river is looking pretty nice as they come round, which is pretty much accurately reflecting their position at the top of the division. Behind them is Downing and Wall, which are similarly smooth, not too far away from Keys. But there is still a bit of distance. There's more distance between them and Keys and M1, who are coming along, just passing me. Now their Cox is shouting orders at them, shouting at them to keep up the rhythm. Behind them is Queens. And then one potential bump that might happen here is Pembroke bumping Queens. Pembroke are getting very, very, very close to Queens. And as you can hear in the background, the whistles are going. So I'm sure that'll be one for Rob to keep an eye on. Behind them, we then have first and third, and then after them we've got Lady Margaret, and there's quite a bit of water between those two boats. After them, we've then got Peterhouse rowing along pretty nicely. Doesn't look like they'll be challenging Lady Margaret. There's a lot of way to go for them, but even less likely, in fact, that Kings will bump up on Peterhouse. Given the distance behind them. Rob, can you see anything yet?
I can, yeah. I've just been passed by Keys with Downing on their tail. There's still quite a big gap between them, as between Jesus as well. However, we have just had a bump. The one that you told me to look out for, Pembroke have just bumped Queens. That is a bump. Pembroke have just bumped Queens. And now it is now it's up to first and third to go for the over bump. Going down now around grassy corner. Keys, Downing and Jesus all going strong, and a good distance still between them, so that'll be one to potentially for the long reach to see what happens between them. However, still in the gut, just coming around the corner now, we have first and third with Lady Margaret hot on their tail and Peterhouse behind them. There is potentially a length between Lady Margaret and first and third, but Lady Margaret pushing really hard, taking a really nice line around that corner. Trying to get on the outside of first and third. Going really, really strongly now. As Peterhouse also pull around the corner, taking a very narrow line around the corner there. And into plough reach, we have Lady Margaret going hard onto first and third still. Oh, another potential bump down here as Robinson closing on Kings. But no distance at all. They're almost overlapping there. And Robinson are closing on Kings. The bump is absolutely imminent. I can't imagine that it would be happen any second now. And you've already had lots of encouragement coming from the sideline for them as well. Coming past me now, just past them. Christ, just going very strongly. There has been another bump down in the gut, however. And I would imagine that I believe that that is either Girton or St. Catharines. We have what looks like someone going into the side here. A big, big collision. There's lots of chaos going down in the gut. Again, as St. Catharines go past me. So that was Girton. We have also coming past, we have Clare and we have Churchill hot on their tail. So in the gut, that was a big kind of palaver going on. As I imagine, it was Girton. Girton over to one side. We have Queens, who have already been bumped by Pembroke. And we now have Emma with Trinity Hall hot on their tail. Down in the gut. Molly, have you got anything down with you while I try and make sense of what's happened here?
So, at the top end here, I've just seen Keys roll past very nicely, followed by Downing, but I don't think he's got a potential bump there. Jesus, and they're again close from Downing, but not close enough. And I think, I have just had Queens come past. I think that's Queens. And behind them, oh, what good it is. Lady Margaret are coming past me right now, and they are very close from the first and third. That's who they're chasing up the river very nicely. They're gaining ground pretty quickly, I'd say, but we've still got a couple of lengths in between. So back down to you, Rob, if there's anything happening down your end.
Yeah, well, I've made some sense of what's happening in the pit. We have Pembroke, as I said, bumping Queens, and we have what looks like... It looked like Girton potentially bumped Christ, as I saw St. Cap's go past me, but that isn't... I'm not 100% about that one, but I believe that is what has happened. I'm now just jogging around the corner to see what has happened in plough reach. It looks like someone else has pulled up. It looks potentially pink, so I feel it is either Emma or Churchill over there. But Juan, is there anyone left down by you? I think everyone's passed me, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, everybody has indeed passed you. There's absolutely no one down here at the moment in terms of boats, and I think that's pretty much it. I think I'm going to go back to Molly right at the other end of the race.
So I have got all the boats coming past me, but as of yet, not a bump has happened down this end. All the boats are chasing each other very nicely. There's made quite a splash in the water up here. But we haven't had a bump. We had, as I said, Lady Margaret really chasing first and third very, very well. But they've gone around the far corner and I can't see. And what I did see was not a bump. But there might be one further up. I don't know. And to Rob, you tell us what's happening down with you.
I have just got another bump. Churchill M1 bumped Claire M1 in a power reach. As you can tell, lots of cheering, lots of happiness going along around here. So that's Churchill bumping up on Claire, bumping Claire along the power reach. Lots of people watching at the pub, actually. Shame the pub doesn't have Molly, what have you got for us?
I have got a bump. No, it hasn't yet. Emma haven't conceded, but Emma's going to have to concede in a minute, I think, because they have got a lot of whistles, and they have got who's chasing behind them. Must be Kit Hall. Very much. I'm not saying it's a bump because Emma still haven't conceded, but we've got a lot of whistling going on. Emma might have pulled ahead a little bit now. They're really pushing. They're very far up the reach now. They're nearly at the second corner, and Emma still haven't conceded, so perhaps it's not a bump, but it's a very, very close race. I think we've had a clashing of oars, in fact. Clashing of oars, and Emma have conceded. So that is a bump, very sadly. Emma have been bumped by Kit Hall, so well done to Kit Hall. Right at the very, very far end of the reach. That was very intense. And we had a clash of oars before, or clash of blades before the bump actually was conceded. So that is Kit Hall bumping Emma there at the end. And back down to Rob, I think everyone must have cleared up now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, everyone is now rowing off. I'm seeing what I believe a Robinson rowing off. They don't look, from where I'm standing, as if they have any greenery on them. They might do, actually. But yeah, Robinson, I believe Robinson have bumped as they row off. Just coming past me now are Pembroke, who bumped Queens earlier, as said. And as kind of most of the action's wrapping up, I will give a brief summary of results as I have them now. So I apologise for being out of breath. I've literally run half the course. Didn't ask me how much exercise in today. But we have Keys, Downing and Jesus all rowing over, to my knowledge. We then have Pembroke M1 bumping Queens. Lady Margaret bumping first and third. Peterhouse rowing over. I believe I just seen Robinson having Kings M1. Girton having bumped Christ. St. Catharines and Fitzwilliam, I believe, rowing over. Oh, no. Yes, together rowing over. And then Churchill M1 bumping Claire and Trinity Hall bumping Emma.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.